Have you printed out the free coloring sheet for this lesson? You can download and print it at the link in our show notes. And you can access full lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our themed Bible and nature scavenger hunts in the Nat Theo Club. When you join, you receive new resources every week and access to all our back content. Dive deeper into God's creation and the Bible in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Do you enjoy building things? What do you like building? Maybe you enjoy making Lego creations or models out of modeling clay or popsicle sticks. My kids love working on building their treehouse in our backyard. Do you think that creatures enjoy building things? Today, we are learning all about a master builder in nature, the beaver. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn what makes a beaver's fur, tail, and teeth special. Why and how do beavers build dams? Why is a beaver's work important? And how does God help us do good work? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including The Science Dilemma. Listeners, if you're like my kids, you have big questions about faith and science. With The Science Dilemma video series, you can dig into amazing evidence for your faith, all while exploring the wonders of creation. Save 25% using the code NAT25, that's NAT25, at the link in our show notes. The Origin series by The Science Dilemma is one of the most meaningful and impactful things my kids and I did during our homeschooling last year. With 4 fun video lessons, interactive workbooks, and games, you will discover how science points to a creator while strengthening your faith. Visit the link in our show notes and use the code NAT25, NAT25, to save 25%. Have you ever wondered what makes lightning flash? How do frogs breathe underwater? Or why do stars twinkle? Every great scientist starts with great questions. And with Apologia's science curriculum, you get to chase down those questions while discovering the brilliance of God's creation. Parents, Apologia gives you everything you need, step-by-step lessons, engaging activities, and a biblical foundation that weaves faith and science as God meant it to be. So whether your child is building a solar system model, discovering ocean creatures, or learning how God masterfully designed their own body, they will be developing wonder and wisdom. Discover the curriculum that sparks curiosity and strengthens faith at apologia.com or at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. How many years does a beaver live on average in the wild? A, 3 to 4 years, B, 10 to 12 years, C, 16 to 18 years, or D, 20 to 22 years. Again, how many years does a beaver live on average in the wild? A, 3 to 4, B, 10 to 12, C, 16 to 18, or D, 20 to 22. Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, after this lesson, click over to the bonus video where you will learn about baby beavers and how beavers use special smells to protect their home and family. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. Listeners, you can dive deeper with our weekly bonus videos, activity guides, nature devotions, and our nature and Bible scavenger hunts when you join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. Here's a recent review from one of our listeners. I love this podcast. Keep it up and know how good this podcast is. Every time I listen to an episode, I learn something new. Don't stop doing these podcasts. Thank you so much. And don't worry, we intend to keep producing lessons as long as God would have us do so. There is no running short on inspiration in God's creation. Listeners, please take a moment to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts today. All right, let's hit the trail. I have had the opportunity a couple of times while out exploring to see beavers in the wild. One time it was near the edge of a river, and by the looks of the chewed up trees around, this beaver had been busy. Even though I've only actually seen a live beaver a couple of times, my family and I have come across signs of beavers many times, including recently in the Rocky Mountains. My kids had been exploring when they ran back to me and they said, "Mom, come see this. There are chewed up beaver logs." I followed them and we discovered lots of trees that had recently been chewed down by beavers. There was a small trail from those logs down to the creek where the tall grass had been bent over and trod down from many trips the beaver took from the logs to the creek. In the creek, we could see where the beaver had been stacking its logs. We will discover in a few minutes how beavers cut down and stack logs and why they go through all of this busy work. But we should first answer the question, what exactly is a beaver? A beaver is a type of rodent. A rodent is a type of mammal that has special teeth designed for gnawing on rough materials. Their front incisor teeth keep growing, and so they must chew on things to keep those teeth short and usable. Kind of like how a person might file their nails to keep them short and clean. A beaver must gnaw on hard materials to keep their teeth from growing too long. Beavers live in freshwater habitats in North America, including across the United States, up into Canada, and in northern Mexico. Beavers are the largest rodents in North America, but not the largest rodents in the world. Do you think you know what the largest rodent in the world might be? It is the capybara, which we will be learning about in just a couple of weeks. The beaver claims first prize for the largest rodent in North America and can easily weigh from 40 to 70 pounds, or around 18 to 32 kilograms. And some can weigh even up to 100 pounds, or 45 kilograms. This means a beaver can easily weigh around the same as a medium to large size dog. Let's look at a few very interesting things about beavers, including their coat of fur, their tails, and their teeth. Beavers are semi-aquatic animals. Semi-aquatic animals live part of their lives on land and part in the water. This means beavers spend a lot of time in cold water. So God designed them with thick, warm, water-repellent fur. A beaver's coat is made of two special layers. First, the short under fur is very soft, and sometimes it's called beaver wool. It is tightly packed together and helps keep the beaver warm. It is also water resistant, helping the beaver stay more dry and warm even while in the water. Secondly, a beaver has guard hairs that are long. They are stiff and on the outside of its fur, and they act kind of like a raincoat. They are an extra layer of protection. When my family hikes, we often bring raincoats with us, just in case it rains. And once in a while, my husband has to reapply water-repellent material to our raincoats, kind of recoat them. Beavers do this too. They regularly reapply a water-resistant material to their coat of fur. They use oil, which is made in glands, which are kind of like pockets near their tails. They spread the oil from the glands over their fur using their paws with comb-like claws and their teeth. Beaver coats are so magnificent that at one time in history, they were trapped and hunted almost to extinction, so there were not many beavers left because people used and sold beaver coats for warm hats and coats. Thankfully, people began to realize how important beavers are in nature, and they put laws into place to protect beavers and to reintroduce them into their natural habitats. I am very grateful that beavers were protected and have made a comeback because, as we will see in a few minutes, a beaver's work is very important. Although a beaver is covered in a magnificent coat of hair, its tail is hairless. Instead of hair, it is covered in leathery, scale-like skin. The beaver uses its tail for many things, including getting around in the water and on land. In the water, the tail acts kind of like a rudder on a ship, helping the beaver to steer and move. And on land, the tail acts as a steady stabilizer. Beavers often stand on their hind or back legs, and the tail helps keep them steady and balanced. You can think of it kind of like a kickstand on a bicycle, helping to hold a bicycle up. In a similar way, a beaver's tail acts like a kickstand, holding the beaver up on its back legs as it gnaws on logs. Beavers also use their tails to smack the water and make a loud sound. They will do this if they sense danger nearby, and it acts kind of like a warning system for other beavers to know that they need to jump into the water and retreat to the safety of the beaver lodge. Finally, a beaver's tail stores important fat that helps them survive during colder months. You see, beavers are active all year long, and extra fat stored up in their tails helps to insulate and keep them warm, kind of like a cozy coat. And it gives them a steady supply of energy through the cold months when there will be much less food to find. So beavers have a magnificent coat of hair and a very unique tail. But what about their interesting teeth? This brings up a great question from one of our listeners.
Hi, my name is Abby and I'm 8 years old. I live in Missouri and I wonder why beavers have orange or discolored teeth.
That is a great question, Abby. Why do beavers have orange or discolored teeth? If you have ever seen a beaver, you might think the beaver should spend a little more time brushing its teeth. But their teeth are not orange because they forgot to brush. Instead, their teeth are orange because God designed their teeth to be able to chew on hard materials. To do this, a beaver's teeth are coated in a strong material called iron. Iron is a tough material that's a type of metal, and it's found in the food that beavers eat, mostly in tree bark. In fact, beavers only eat plants, mostly tree bark and some grasses and aquatic plants in the summer, but they never eat fish or other creatures. God designed beavers' bodies to use iron from their food in a very special way. That iron gets built into the enamel or the protective coating on their teeth. That's why a beaver's front teeth look orange. The iron makes them super strong and gives them an orange color. These super strong teeth act like natural tools so that the beaver don't break their teeth when chewing through tough wood. God designed beavers just right, with their amazing coats, unique tails, and strong teeth in order to do all of the work that God created them to do. But what is that important work? Beavers stay very busy building lodges and beaver dams. But why exactly do they go through all of that work and build these amazing structures in the water? While researching for this episode, my family and I adventured up into the mountains to visit a river where my husband knew there were beaver dams and a beaver lodge. It was amazing to see what the beavers had created. But why do beavers build? Beavers build three kinds of structures, and each for specific purposes. They build beaver dams, lodges, and canals. Beaver dams are a long wall made of sticks, mud, and stones across a river of flowing water. Beavers build a dam across a river or a stream to hold back water, which creates a pond where they can set up their home. The dam stops the constant flow of water, creating a still and peaceful place for the beavers to live. It also creates a deeper and wider spot in the river where more food can grow, such as trees and aquatic plants. To build the dam, beavers gnaw down and stack felled trees in a row in the river. They pack the layer of trees and branches down, using mud, stones, and plants to fill holes and make the dam watertight. Then they lay down more branches, followed by more materials to keep building the dam higher while keeping it watertight. Beavers build the dam to the right height to help hold back the water. Sometimes that is 3 feet or around 1 meter high, but beavers can also build dams around 9 feet or 3 meters high. When my family was recently exploring and found beaver dams, we found one that was around 5 feet tall and over 100 feet long. It was incredible to see how strong and watertight the beaver dam was. Beavers don't always build dams. Some watery areas are already set up well for them to create their home and build a lodge in. But if they are in a river with flowing water, they will often create a dam or several dams to stop or slow the flow of water and pool up that water into a pond where they can then live. Once a beaver has a pond of still water, then what? They need to build a home, which is called a beaver lodge. A beaver's lodge looks like a big pile of sticks, mud, and plants in the middle of a pond or along the bank. But inside, it's cozy and safe. It is partially above the water and partially submerged in the water. The lodge has underwater doors, kind of like tunnels, that lead to dry rooms inside where the beavers can sleep, stay warm, and care for their babies. A beaver family consists of a mom and dad beaver who share the work of building and caring for their family. Their family includes newborn babies called kits, and also their older babies from last year, called yearlings, live with them. Beaver babies stay with their family for around 2 years before venturing off on their own and finding their own watery area to set up home. Along with dams and lodges, beavers also build canals. A beaver canal is a waterway, kind of like a little stream, created by a beaver to connect it to other ponds and their favorite food sources. You see, beavers spend a lot of time in the water. Because of their finely designed webbed feet, beavers get around better in the water than on land. By connecting their territory and food sources by these new waterways, the beaver can more easily find food, float branches back to the lodge, and escape danger if they need to. Beaver dams, lodges, and canals are not only helpful to the beaver family, but also to many, many other types of creatures along with plants. As beavers dam up water and create new canal waterways, they are also creating new wetland ecosystems or natural areas. These new wetland areas create homes for amphibians, such as frogs, toads, and salamanders, as well as many water birds, including ducks. Beaver ponds and canals also create new habitat for fish. The wetland area also holds in water, keeping the land and dirt around it very wet, which helps many more plants to grow, including cattails, which are a fantastic source of food for many creatures. One type of tree or shrub that often grows by beaver ponds is willow, because willow roots need a whole lot of water. The willow plant is very important, Not only do the beavers eat its bark and use the wood in their structures, but moose, deer, and elk love nibbling on willow. Rabbits, hares, and muskrat, along with porcupine, also eat parts of the willow plant. And many birds nest inside the branches of willow. So as beavers build, they change the land around them in some very big ways. But those changes create new homes and sources of food for many creatures. Because beavers' work is so important in creation, they are called a keystone species. A keystone species is a type of creature or plant that is very important for other creatures and plants around it. A keystone species supports other living things and is necessary to keep other things alive. Without beavers, many creatures would have a much harder time of finding homes, food, and areas to reproduce. Thanks to beavers, we have many more creatures and a great variety of living things in wetland areas. Just as a beaver's work is important, so is ours. What kind of work do you do? Maybe you work hard at schoolwork or homework, or you help around the house, maybe cleaning your room or washing the dishes, or perhaps you help a neighbor. Just as God designed beavers to create things and to work hard, He created us to do the same. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." What is something you love working hard at? Maybe you really enjoy working hard on an art project or a treehouse or a Lego build. What about something maybe you don't enjoy working hard at? Maybe it is a homework assignment or school subject or a chore around the house that is not your favorite. Listen to Colossians 3:23. "In all the work you are doing, work the best you can. Work as if you were doing it for the Lord, not people." Do you think beavers grumble as they work on their lodges? I don't think so. I think they work hard at building because that is what God designed them to do. If you are ever struggling to have joy or a good attitude in your work, God wants to help you with that. You can work hard at every task, knowing that you are working for God. And guess what? God makes whatever we are working at or creating or building far, far better and stronger than we ever could. Psalm 90:17 says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. Listener, God created us for good works and to build good things that bring Him glory. As we follow and trust Him, He will establish the work of our hands. But what does that word establish mean? In this sense, establish means to set up something that will be strong, steady, and lasting. When the Bible says establish the work of our hands, it means that God wants to help us work hard and build things that will be strong and lasting and have a good purpose. As my family explored beaver dams and saw their lodge, I was amazed at how well established their work is. Their dams were strong and did well to hold back the water. Their pond was beautiful, and their lodge looked strong and cozy. So what can we learn from a beaver's building? First, God designed us to build good things by His design. Second, God will help us work well for His glory. And third, God will establish our work and make it strong and lasting. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Today's listener question is made possible by the marine biology trips by Evidence for Faith. Imagine exploring coral reefs, studying sea creatures up close, and learning under the warm Florida sunshine, all while growing in faith. For over 30 years, Michael and Denise Lane have been taking students to the Florida Keys for an unforgettable Evidence for Faith marine biology trip. My husband actually attended this trip when he was in high school, and he still talks about it being one of his favorite memories and how it grew his faith in amazing ways. Each day of this trip is packed with hands-on research, small group learning, worship, and Bible study. High school students can learn more and register at evidenceforfaith.org/marine-biology or at the link in our show notes. Here is today's question.
Hi, my name is Lorelai. I am 8 years old and I live in New Hampshire. My question is, why do sloths move so slow?
That is a great question, Lorelai. Why do sloths move so slowly? Sloths move so slowly because of the way their bodies are designed. Their stomachs are very big and they have different chambers or sections, kind of like a cow's stomach, which helps them slowly digest the tough leaves that they eat. One meal for a sloth can take around a month to digest. Because their stomachs are almost always full, sloths move slowly to save energy. Moving fast would also make it easier for predators to spot them. So being slow is actually a smart way God made them to stay safe and healthy in the trees. Sloths can remind us that sometimes being slow and taking time to rest can be good and helpful. If you want to dive deeper into God's amazing designs in sloths, make sure to listen to lesson 32. Why do sloths hang upside down? Thanks for your great question, Lorelai. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And NatTheo Club members, remember after listening to click over to the bonus video where you will learn about baby beavers and how beavers use smell to protect their homes and families. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or in your NatTheo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. How many years does a beaver live on average in the wild? A, 3 to 4 years. B, 10 to 12 years. C, 16 to 18 years. Or D, 20 to 22 years. The correct answer is B. In the wild, beavers normally live between 10 and 12 years. Now it's your turn to explore. Go find a creature making or creating or building something. Maybe it's a bird building or weaving a nest, or an ant carrying dirt out of its ant nest as it builds underground tunnels. Maybe you can carefully spot bees building a hive, or a spider making a silk web. Watch and wonder at how God designed these creatures to build, work, and create by His design. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on beavers, please take a moment to share it with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review NatTheo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all loved.